start thinking of what you can teach and what you can share with the church. And most times I end up sharing something that God has been actually teaching me. And this time, that's not different. So I'm going to share with you something God has been teaching me, and I hope God teaches something to you as well. So, we are at the beginning of a new year. It's the first month of the year. And we might find ourselves asking questions like, God, what do you want to do this year? Or what is it you want to do with me this year? Or maybe you can even ask, God, what is it you want to do through me this year? Every time we start a new year, it marks the beginning of a new season. So we start a new season. And it's easy to identify it. It's easy to recognize it. It's easy to recognize it because you just look at the calendar. You turn the page, December turns to January, and the new year starts. A new season starts. So it's easy to just turn the page. It's there. No one has to tell you. Nothing is hidden. So it's easy. But when it comes to the seasons that God is marking for our lives, it might not seem as clear or as easy to identify. You not just go to a calendar and turn a page. And it says, oh, new season from God. So I'm going to start something new in God. So it's not as easy. stay always in the same place. During all the time that we are walking with God, we need to be paying attention to the signs that tell us that a new season for our lives is coming. For example, when the leaves of the trees start to turn red and start to fall, you know that autumn is starting and the weather is starting to change. And here in Sapporo, when you see Yukimushi, you know the snow is coming. And the cold is coming. So those are signs you can see. But with God, we need to be paying closer attention to what He is saying, to what He is telling us when the season is going to change. And God promises new seasons. And He wants to show them to us. Let's go in our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. Okay, I'm going to read verse 18 and 19. It says, "Do not remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it, and will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Here it says that He is doing a new thing. It says, "Now it springs forth." So, in Spanish, it actually says, "It will soon come to light." Imagine that you're in a dark room. Turn on the light. And you can see what's in there now. It is revealed. It is revealed. And it comes as what God wants to do is He wants to reveal these things to us. God wants to show us the new things He wants to do ahead. Yes, God has done good things in your past or in my past. But something new is coming. And we must be prepared for it. And there are some things that are important for us to be prepared for a change of season. Things that we need to be ready. For us to be ready. So let's go in our Bibles again to Romans 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. If you've been in the church for a while, you might have heard heard this Bible verse before. It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the things which is good and acceptable and perfect. You see, God wants to renew and transform our minds. This needs to be done in order for us to be ready for a new season. And the way for our minds to be transformed is by the Word of God. Reading your Bible, feeding off of it. This will transform your mind. This will transform it from old ideas, routines, different things that we might have in our mind from previous times. And this way it will prepare us to be ready for the new things God wants to show us. Okay, let's go to one more Bible verse, which is Matthew 9, verse 17. And it says, neither is new wine put in old wineskins, for if it is, the skins burst and are torn in pieces, and the wine is spilled and the skins are ruined, but new wine is put into fresh wineskins, and so both are preserved. So we said the first thing we need is the Bible, the Word of God, to transform our minds. But for all this to come to work, we also need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God. And it doesn't change. It's always the same. But He wants to pour sometimes new wine in our lives, new things on us. But if we are still like that old wineskin, but when God pours something new, it says here that it's going to break. So the same wineskin cannot be used over and over and over again. A new one needs to come. That is what we do when we renew our minds, when we transform our minds. So, the Word of God and the Holy Spirit will prepare us to be ready for new seasons. But they will also have us ready so we can listen to God and pay attention to the signs of a new season coming. through some new things in our lives. We said the Bible, the Holy Spirit, help us change, help us get all this renewed. In order for God to prepare us for the new season, He changes us. In God's mind, there is not the phrase, this is good enough. Those words are not in His vocabulary. He is continually preparing us for more new wine. For another dose of pouring out His Spirit. Now, these changes may not always be fun. But let me tell you, they're always good. I'm going to show you with an example. I don't show you, but tell you with an example of how change sometimes is not easy. But it's necessary. You see, from time to time, there are, you know, lobsters. They have a shell. So, in order for the lobster to grow, it needs to change the shell. But the lobster needs the shell for protection. If the lobster doesn't have a shell, it gets attacked and gets eaten. So, but the old shell must be abandoned in order to get the new one. If they do not leave the old shell, the old shell will become not only a prison to them, but their coffin. Now, the tricky part for the lobster is the brief period of time between when the old shell is thrown away and the new one is formed. This is the tricky part, or difficult part, because in this period, during this period of time, the lobster is very vulnerable. So the lobster leaves the old shell, is waiting for the new one, but in the middle, it's standing up. You see, this is scary for the lobster. This must be scary for the lobster. The currents from the water in the ocean, different current of the water, will take the lobster's So it's dangerous for the lobster. And for a moment there, the old shell might look like a good thing. But it needs to go through this process to get the new shell. You see, we are not so different from the lobsters. To change and to grow, we must sometimes shed our shells, our structure, or our framework. Season God has ahead for us. We need to be willing to be transformed by God. In order to live in this new season God has
ahead.
The things that might have served you in one season might be things that God asks you to let go on the next season. As people, it is easy for us to get systems, our routines. Different habits, things we do every day. And those are good. But we also must leave in our lives and in our hearts and in our minds, we must leave room for God. For His Holy Spirit to come and renew us.
でもその中であっても神様がそこで働かれる余裕というか空間がある。 りしなければいけないです。
This way we will be ready for the new season that God has ahead for us, and we will let Him lead us.
そこで、神様が私たちたちに働かれて、私たちを導いていくことができると思います。
Let's go in our Bibles to Joshua, the book of Joshua, chapter 1.
ヨシュア記1章を開きましょう。
But he tells strong, to be vigorous, and to be very courageous. Do not be scared. And it says, because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So if God is your Lord and your Savior and He is King over your life, He will come with you on this new season. It might look like you're taking a step on your own. But God is right there with you. And entering new seasons and new times, like I said, might not always be the easiest process. But if we are to keep moving forward as sons of God and as a church, we need to take steps into new seasons. And we don't need to worry. Yes, we are going to have the feeling of worry. But God is there to listen to us. And to close here, I would like us to go to one more passage in the Bible. Let's go to Philippians chapter 4. Verse 6 and 7. And I'm going to read both verses. So it says, do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your requests known to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, stands guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
そうすれば人のすべての考えに勝る神の平安があなた方の心と思いをキリストイエスにあって守ってくれます。神様は、あらゆる場合に、心配しないこと、あ、何も思い煩わないこと。
It says, but in everything, this means every circumstance, every situation.
あらゆる場合にと書いてありますが、あらゆるシチュエーションや出来事、
come to God with your prayer.
そのような場合にも神の前に出て、
but also with thanksgiving.
感謝を持って、
not only just asking but thanking Him.
願い事だけではなく、神様に感謝の心を持って、
it says to make our requests known to God.
あなた方の願い事を神に知っていただきなさい。
Should know. But when you come to Him and you ask for something or request something, you are showing God that you know you need Him. Of course, He knows. He wants you to know. And when you come to Him, if you're going to a change of season, come to Him with your requests and what you're feeling and your situation that you're going through. Change of season in your life. But be prepared in your mind and in your spirit for when the time comes. And let the God that knows better guide you in this process.
Because
you make everything new, God.
またがすべてを新しくしてください。
Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus' name we pray.